Today's sponsor is proudly sponsored by Safe Care Transports, Michigan's trusted leader in non-emergency medical transportation. With a fleet of over 20 professional drivers working around the clock, Safe Care is ready whenever you need dependable transportation, day or night. Whether it's a medical appointment, an out-of-state trip, or airport-to-airport service, we're here to get you there safely and comfortably. All our drivers are certified by the state of Michigan and professionally trained to deliver the highest standard of care. If you have Medicaid, Medicare, or have been involved in a motor vehicle accident, your transportation may be fully covered. And we proudly work directly with auto insurance providers to make the process easy for you. At Safe Care Transports, your health, safety, and peace of mind are always our top priorities. Learn more or schedule your next ride at www.safecaretransports.com. Again, that's www.safecaretransports.com.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back. This is the All Grit Podcast. It has been too long. I am your humble host, Caleb, joined by the OC, Adrian. It is a duo today. The rest of the boys are at work. We're doing a Friday afternoon pod. How you feeling, Mr. OC, Adrian?
Bro, I am excited. It's the off season, but still a lot of stuff happening in our Detroit Lions world. Lots to talk about. New schedule. We know what opponents when. We got all these primetime games. Lots to talk about today, and we got a lot of news coming out of OTAs. Detroit Lions right now are doing their mini camp before actual training camp, and we're getting some good perspective on some of our new rookies. Maybe some of the folks that were injured are coming back. We'll get into that today.
So you're saying we might have a little bit of coming on the episode?
That's right. That's right. Lots to celebrate.
We'll see. Let's get into it. Before we get into it, of course, we want to thank our Safe Care Transport sponsor. Appreciate them. If you need a ride, go ahead and look them up. Also, we got to squeeze this in now. We have a 2025/26 new sounder. We're not going to play it right now. We're going to wait till the whole crew is here. We're going to play it live. I don't think we're going to open with it, but we'll just do it in the middle of one of our next episodes with the crew. That'll be its own little segment. So big shout out to Gabe Roberts, who made this beat for us. He even put in one of his tracks. One of his bars, if you will. And Adrian knows what I'm talking about because he's smiling. He heard it. He loves it. So, yeah, it's 2025's hitting hard.
So, love it.
As much, man, as you guys love the 2024 intro, it sadly will be retired here at the start of spring training. Go ahead.
Yeah, just like new uniforms, man. It's like we got to get new intro.
That's right. Every year. Intro. Yeah.
Keep it going.
And we locked in with Gabe. You know, he's got a sponsor that we're going to play probably next week when the boys are here. So he'll get his shout out too for everybody that's may want a similar thing, maybe a beat intro or something. He's a creator that does all kinds of stuff like that. So keep him in mind.
The producer, man.
Yes, he is. And then don't forget also, if you go to our socials, the All Grit Podcast, that's 2 T's. We are, we're doing pretty good. We're on, if you go to Instagram to our All Grit Podcast, you'll see a link tree in our bio. And we want to hit that because there you'll see everything. We probably have 10 different links there. It takes you to our TikTok, our what else? Spotify, yeah, YouTube, Amazon, Blue Sky, PayPal. And then if you want to be a sponsor, you can also find the request form there. Fill that out and you'll hear your business on the podcast. So yeah, that's also a PayPal under All Grit Pod if you want to help the podcast out. So now that we got all the work out of the way, Adrian, what do you say we talk about the 2025 schedule release? So we're going to pull this up. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can follow along. If you're not, pull up your phone, pull up your schedule. We're going to go game by game and see what we think. So let me blow this up so I can see a little bit better. All right. So we're starting. Oh, wait a minute. Adrian, I got to hear one thing while we're starting this. Is that all right?
Go for it.
It probably won't match up, but it kind of sets the tone. Oh, now we're feeling better. All right. Sunday night. No, Sunday afternoon, September 7th, we are going to Lambeau. Boom. 425 CBS.
That's all right. Actually, we should be training, man. That's like Ford Field number 2.
Yeah, Ford Field West, right?
Home game advantage right there.
We'll start with you first, and then we'll do a snake draft back and forth. Yeah. What do you think going into this game, and what's your prediction?
Bro, this is a 4:25 p.m. game. It's not prime time, but is a nationally televised game. So all eyes are going to be on this game between the Lions and Green Bay. And it's going to be a barn burner, but Lions pull out the win. Lions are comfortable playing in Green Bay. This is fantastic that this is week one and not week 17 in the cold. So We're all for it. All the Lions players, I'm sure they've got something to get the bad taste in their mouth after losing, you know, in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They want to get a win. So I'm really confident that Dan Campbell comes home with a W week one.
Yeah, can't disagree with you too much. Looking at Green Bay, you know, they drafted their wide receiver, which he's not going to be totally on, dare I say, par, but he's not going to be right on with Jordan Love when it comes to a instant connection. You know, takes time.
Right.
Yep. Especially, you know, first game of the year, doesn't matter what training camp and preseason, but a game is different. So,
yeah,
you know, I just think that we're a better team. All in all, over Green Bay. We have not lost in Green Bay since 2021. So I think that's going to continue. So there you go. We're starting off with a dub. All right. Now, next week, Sunday, September 14th, you know who is coming back to town. That's right. Benedict Johnson. I was waiting for I didn't know if you had a sounder or not. Loser. you cut off my flush. Yeah, so we got Ben Johnson coming back with the Chicago Bears week two, and that game is a 1 o'clock at home. So
home opener, man.
Yeah, that's a dub.
Have you ever been to a home opener?
No, I don't think so.
They are electric. I've been to two of them. It's like, because, you know, this is the first game we've had in months at home in Detroit. It's basically playoff atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing the Cleveland Browns, like whoever it is, it's a playoff atmosphere. And so with just like the crowd going crazy and after winning week one against Green Bay and then wanting revenge against Ben Johnson. And I hear, you know, words coming out of Chicago camp that it's not going very well.
What?
It's not going very well.
Because that's not what I'm hearing on ESPN. They're saying that everything is hunky-dory and everybody's loving it. What are you hearing? You got breaking news?
Well, it's not really breaking news, but you just hear it in the press conferences. Like, Ben Johnson's frustrated. Like, the offense isn't getting, you know, out of the huddle quick enough. Mm. They're just, like, making mistakes. And you can tell he's just frustrated. So it's not that easy implementing a whole new system your first year. So this is a first W year coach. For the Lions.
I mean, as great as he was as an offensive coordinator, which he was the best we've ever had in Detroit, but it's still a difference. You have to be a head coach. And even Dan Campbell, you know, he didn't make all the correct decisions in his first 2 years, I'd say.
Correct.
A lot of guys even say that he still makes dumb decisions, but we know who he is. He's a gambler, but even back then he was time mismanagement, didn't know what to do with his timeouts. You know, these are all things that Ben Johnson is going to have to learn and not just run his offense, right? He's got to run the whole team.
So that's the
that being said, I agree. And that's also a new hate week. I used to call Packer hate week, but I think Bears is slowly, it fastly became.
Yeah. Just I mean, how many coaches went over there? Like three or four?
At least three.
With them? Yeah. At least three.
Yeah.
So, definitely some hatred there.
All right. Well, we're going into week three, dude. Monday night football in Maryland, Baltimore, 8:15. Go ahead, bro. You take this.
This is a tough one, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Baltimore is a hard team, especially for us to play. I mean, they whooped us last time we played them. And Lamar Jackson, he looks as good as ever. I actually think this is going to be a loss. Like, they're not going to blow us out like last time. We're a much better team than that. But I think they'll pull out the win here at home on Monday night. So I'm going to say we got a loss here, 2-1.
We are in sync. I have their first loss, 2-1. Until they can show me that they can beat a running dynamic quarterback like a Deshaun.
Exactly.
Like a Deshaun Watson. Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Until they can show it. Like, I remember to this day, we were down in Mexico for that week and it ruined my Mexico trip. I literally came up from the swim up bar. I'm like, all right, it's game time. Went to the bar and within 7 minutes it was 21-0 and I went back down to the pool. It was like, all right, I can't even watch this anymore. But yeah, they got to show us that they know how to play it. And hopefully, you know, with the Aaron Glenn being gone and Calvin Shepard taking over, he can implement something against running quarterbacks because they've just had their number with them. So,
yep. And this is tough because we did so well on the road last year. We were undefeated on the road and, you know, this is another road game and we actually do pretty well at night on primetime games, which this is our first one of the year. But it's just Baltimore, like you're saying, with a running quarterback like that, I haven't seen it yet for them to be able to overcome it. I mean, best example, our last game against Washington with a running mobile quarterback. So,
And we don't have, our linebackers are good, but there's not like a Queen or a
Patrick Queen. Yeah.
Yeah. Just one of those top end linebackers that can run a Lamar Jackson down. It's you know, as good as Jack Campbell and Anzalone is, like he'll burn them, bro. Like, just turn them into toast. And so without a fast, speedy linebacker, I think that he could have his day. So there's going to be some type of you either don't pressure him at all and just rush four and keep all three linebackers right there, or you blitz and get burned, you know. Gotcha. So they'll have to figure it out.
Yeah,
that's why they get paid the big bucks, but we'll see. Hopefully Calvin Shepard.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. It's not going to be like last year. Like, this, it's not. That was, they didn't show up. So,
yep.
All right. Week five, I got a dub. The Cleveland Brownies are coming to town at 1 week p.m.
Four. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Week four.
You're good.
1
p.m. game.
Who's going to be their quarterback? Could it be Shadur Sanders? Could it be Joe Flacco? Could it be Dylan Gabriel? Could it be, who else is on there?
Could it be Dave Plaxico?
Yeah, I mean, it could. It could be anybody at this point. So with that being said, just because of their lack of quarterback, I mean, still, I think they have a good defense, a very good defense.
Yeah.
But you know, at home, if you don't know who their quarterback is, then you don't have a team. So I got to
dub. Exactly. Especially after losing to Baltimore, we're like, all right, let's get back on the winning column. That's a win.
That could be true. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Week five, same Ohio State, but also a different team, and we're traveling. We're going to Cincy at a 4:25 start time.
Another nationally televised game, which is nice. But, you know, we got to wait all day for these games. You know, it's like we wake up. Like, oh, I'm ready for football, but then you got to wait the whole day to watch your team.
Sorry, we got meeting to keep us busy, bro.
All right, so I'm actually going to group the next two games together, and I'm going to say we're going to go 1-1 these next two games. I don't know where the loss is at. Like, we could beat Kansas, like, Like, I'm grouping these two games together. It's like back-to-back road games, and they're AFC. And they're both great quarterbacks, so I feel like one of these is a loss. I'll just say we beat Cincy and lose to Kansas City.
Okay. So just so everybody at home that doesn't have this screen in front of them, so we have week 5 at Cincy, week 6 at Kansas City. Adrian's going 1-1. He's taking the split, but he did give the edge to the Lions over the Bengals instead of the Kansas City. So here's where we have our first disagreement. So I'm going win against Cincinnati.
All right.
I would actually like to go to that game. So if you can see any cheaper actually 179, that's the cheapest tickets I've seen. Is that real?
179. Baltimore is 114.
Yeah, but I'm not going to Maryland. Like, I would go to.
You could fly to Los Angeles and get $95 tickets.
No, I just want to drive. I do want to. Well, you know, if we went to LA, that would be a home game for us. So I don't. I want to kind of be in enemy territory.
That's true.
So I kind of want to go to Cincy. Yeah, let's look into that. 179. I might have to buy some of those. Okay. And when we go to Kansas City the next week, 8:20 night game, Sunday night football. Carrie Underwood is going to be ushering the Lions into, what's that, Arrowhead?
Arrowhead, that's right. Bro,
you can't fight history, Adrian. Jared Goff is 2-0 versus Patrick Mahomes, and he will be 3-0 when we leave. We get a dub.
I like the take. I don't disagree.
And you know what? Kansas City, I think they're going to start slowly. They weren't even good last year, if you think about it. Yes, they made the Super Bowl. But it's like, look at every single game they had last year. They were winning by miracles. It's almost like the Minnesota Vikings of a couple years ago. Like,
they were.
Game was something happened, a flag, or a doink by the Broncos from 30.
A blocked field goal. Yeah, that's true. So
I'm thinking they're sliding back, and we don't have any problem. Brian Branch. Oh, mark this. What's today's date? I'm going to call a play. Brian Branch gets another pick that game. Woo! I'm on it right now. Put it down as the bold take. I'm going to put it down right now. Brian Branch.
That would be amazing. So then it would be like Kirby Joseph is Aaron Rodgers' father, and then Brian Branch is Patrick Mahomes' father.
Is Kermit's father, yes. All right, boys. Immediately after a Sunday night football, we're going into a Monday night football. So kind of nice.
We get an extra day. Extra day of rest. And it's home. It's a home game.
A home game versus this team has been putting the Lions.
Division rival, bro.
Every time. Yeah, an old central rival, Tampa Bay Bucks. 7. Yep. Oh, this is a good time, bro. 7 instead of 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. 7 p.m. start
time. Stay up late, us old guys.
Because I think that they're playing two Monday Night Football games that week. One starts at 7, one starts at 8, I believe.
Okay.
So I think we get the earlier slot. Yeah.
All right. Nice.
So, yeah, what do you think? Is it my turn? It's my turn.
Go for it.
I got a dub.
Yes.
I got a dub. Because they're coming in that atmosphere.
Yep.
And our defense is not going to be injured, and they're a good team, but you know, they're all getting older too.
Yeah.
Who's their Evans?
Yeah.
I don't know Mike how Evans. I don't know how he keeps doing it. He's got to start taking a couple of hits here and there. Yeah. He's gotten like 7,000 yard seasons or 8 in a row. Yeah. So what do you think?
Yeah. This is going to be a close one. Like, it could be a last second field goal by our kicker. On this one, it'll be close, but I'm also squeezing out. I'm saying Lions win.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but I mean, all of these games are not going to be easy. It's going to be last possession type stuff. All right, and then we're going to take an easy victory on week 8. That's a bye week.
Bye week.
So there's a rest. So going into the bye week, I have the Detroit Lions at an amazing 6-1. which is insane with this schedule.
Slappy, bro. Slappy. You always call us a slappy.
And you got them at 5-2. Right?
Yep.
All right. Honestly, I would probably, looking at that schedule, I should just automatically take 5-2. But going game by game, that's how it turned out.
Yeah.
All right. So week 9, out of the bye week, you're nice and fresh, and you're at home versus Minnesota.
That's a win, bro.
I'm going to go out on a limb. JJ McCarthy's got to prove something to me, because when Darnold played last year, as much as we want to talk about him being a redhead and you can't win with a redhead, he balled out.
He did, man. He balled out.
And if this quarterback comes in and he's not going to be as good as Sam Darnold was last year. I don't care who's
no.
I don't care. Just take Sam Darnold's name out of it. Look at what he did stat-wise, yard-wise. He was, dare I say, just on the outside of Jared Goff, who made it into the top 3-4 MVP votes for quarterback. He was probably 4, bro.
Yep.
You mean J.J. McCarthy is going to be anywhere near 4th best quarterback in the whole NFL? No. No. Man. Please.
I will say, like, Minnesota has always been stuck with that mediocre guy because he gives them just enough where they give him a big contract. Like, remember Sam Bradford, you know, Kirk Cousins, like, it's like just good enough to get you in the playoffs, but then, you know, it's not good enough. So I actually give Minnesota props that they didn't give what's-his-face an extension and just let him walk. Because Darnold wasn't going to put up those numbers consistently the next 2 years again. I highly doubt it. So they're giving JJ the opportunity, but it's his rookie season. And you're going against the Lions. So, no, that's an easy dub.
And he's going to want to come back, JJ. He's coming back home, right? He's going to have probably a couple hundred people there from Ann Arbor down the road. So he's going to try everything. But I think the home field advantage will take a little bit out of JJ on that one. Yeah. All right. Sunday, November 9th, we're going to Washington, bro.
This is like one of my top 3 games of the season that I'm waiting to watch. And same thing with these next 2 games. We've got week 10, Washington, week 11, Philadelphia, a little NFC East tour, and they're both away games. So the reason I'm grouping them is because they're both away games against tough opponents. And I'm again going to go with my 1-1. So I think that they'll beat Washington because they'll put a little more effort making it a personal game, but then they'll lose to Philly.
Okay.
If we had Philly maybe a different week, like not back to back like this, maybe like after New York, then I would maybe call a win against Philly. But I'm saying win against Washington.
Well, I have to agree and disagree. So I need to put some more losses on this record, otherwise they're gonna have a better record than last year. So I'm actually gonna have them lose, and out of the two, I would agree with you. I think they want Washington. They want that game bad.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put 2 L's. So I'm going to tie up with you. Yeah. I'm jumping from 1 loss to 3 losses after those 2 weeks.
Man, when's the last time we lost 2 in a row?
It's been a couple of years, because it wasn't last year and it wasn't the year before that.
Yeah.
Because Dan Campbell's been very well coming off of a loss. Like I said, I think it's been... You'd have to go back into the third year before we lost 2 back to back. So yeah, so I'm calling that. Hopefully I'm wrong on the Washington, but Washington's gonna be good, bro. And that's that running quarterback like Baltimore. So there's a little
worry there. Honestly, in that game, I was really surprised that they copied our game and were always going for it on 4th down. I really think that we were not prepared for that. Like, our defense was like, we were not ready for them to always go for it on 4th down. So now we know what their mentality is, just like ours.
But we knew that, bro. But we knew that last year, because the whole year they were right tied with the Lions for 4th down goes. They were. You'd have to look back at it. I remember watching that game, and maybe they even highlighted it because you just listened to it the other day. But it's like, this team goes for it on 4th down just as much as the Lions, or like a hair under. Like, so they should have known. They just, I mean, it's hard to stop that talented quarterback, bro.
Yep.
I want to agree with you, but you're such a slappy. I had to disagree with you on that one. All right. So coming into week 12, are we both at 7-3?
Yeah, 7-3.
All right. Let's go into week 12. So this is let's do another two-game stretch. This is the Sunday/Thanksgiving. So tough schedule right here. Go Sunday, 4 days rest, Thanksgiving. So Sunday, this is your trap game.
You're right.
Are the Lions going to look ahead to Thanksgiving when they're playing Green Bay at home, when they have an inferior team, the New York Giants, coming in on November 23rd. I think this is the biggest trap game of the schedule.
Yeah. New York, however, or Green Bay?
The Green Bay. Or, I mean, the New York. The New York. Yeah. No, the trap game is New York, because it's like they're overlooking them. Yeah. But I don't think that team's good enough to, even if we overlooked them, I think at halftime, Dan Campbell say, you know, pick your heads out of your butts and let's go out there and finish it. So
I got a
dub versus New York.
Yeah. I'm going to give, of course, the dub against New York. And I'm actually going to say a loss against Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Wow. Just because of our history?
Because you have 4 days between New York and Green Bay to recover.
Can you go to Green Bay's schedule and see when they play? Because if they play Sunday the 23rd, too.
Week 12. Schedule.
Yeah, so if they play the exact same day, which they do. They play 12. Minnesota.
Okay, yeah.
So they're getting a four-day rest, too. So does that change your mind? And they're playing a division rival, so they got to get up for that. Bro.
I'm still going to say a loss, like 1-1 this year. Against Green Bay.
Okay. I'm going to say a dub. We're going to own Green Bay again.
I hope so.
And Jordan Love's got to show me something this year, because he's showing me that he's scared of the Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good against Dak, but he ain't good against God.
Dallas. Speaking of Dallas.
We'll talk about Goff's throw that he made at camp a little bit later, but all right. So week 14? No.
Yeah.
That was
week 14. This is not only going to be a W, but this is going to be another like embarrassment for the Cowboys. We're going to hang 40 on them again. And Hutch is going to finish the game.
I just assume. Yeah.
Nervous laugh.
Let's see. Dallas. That's an 8:15 game at home?
On a Thursday night football. So we have a week of rest after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Dallas is probably going to have a Sunday game. No, they play Thanksgiving too.
Yeah, they do.
They'll have the same amount of rest. But we're home. Okay. So I'm taking the dub at home on Thursday night football.
What do I do? You know what? I'll take the dub. I feel like we always lose in Dallas, right? I mean, we cannot beat them jokers in Dallas, no matter how good we're playing, whether the refs want to take it from us on a ineligible lineman or whatever. But yeah, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to do it. We're going to beat Dallas. I love all these times, bro. Look at this. 8:15, 4:25, 4:25. This is amazing. So going into week 15, we're going out to Ford Field West, Los Angeles. We're playing against Stafford. And you know what? I'm going to take this one. I'm going to put this one as an L, because we've already beat Stafford at home two playoff games. No, one playoff game and one opening game, right?
Right, last year.
He's beat us out in LA. I feel like the pressure when Stafford comes here to try to beat Detroit.
Isn't this Jared Goff's first game back in LA?
No, it's his second.
It's his second. You're right.
We played them. We played them the very first
year. I forgot about that. Very first year. Yep.
It was actually a good game, and they beat us.
Yep.
Yep. but I feel like the pressure is going to be off Stafford, and I feel like he's going to ball Puka, Adams, and they'll get one on us. We don't need this one because it's not important. So that's why it's not a playoff game, but I think we take the L. What about you?
Do you think, I don't know. I feel like it will be important week 15 towards the end of the season for playoff seeding.
Oh yeah. For seeding, nine, 10. So I got them at, before this game, they're at 10-3. We both have them at 10-3.
I don't know what to do for this one. This one's 50-50 for me. If it was home, I would say win again. But I'm going to say win again. I'm going to say a win. I'm going to say a win on the road. Jared Goff gets his first. Jared Goff and Goff gets his first win in Los Angeles to get revenge on his old team.
All right. So I'm at 10-4 through 14 weeks. What about you?
I think I'm at 10-4 as well, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I took a loss with Green Bay. So I'm at 10-4 also.
Yep. All right, man. So we're going into week 16. We only got three more weeks. 16 versus Pittsburgh at home. That's a dub. They don't even know who their quarterback is. That's easy. That's one of the easier games on the board.
That's a dub.
17.
Especially if they end up getting Aaron Rodgers, automatic dub.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many picks by
Kirby Joseph at this point probably already has 7 interceptions in the season.
Oh, at this point, okay.
Man is eating.
He is. All right, 17 at Minnesota.
Christmas Day on
Netflix. Netflix game, bro. It's a Netflix. I'm so. So I will just say this. I love this Christmas game. I know a lot of people don't, a lot of spot podcasts and a lot of people, because they're always busy with their stuff going on, but like I'm not. I'm always sitting at home bored to death on Christmas. I'm drinking my eggnog. This
podcast doesn't have enough clout that we're still at home for a game.
No, exactly. Yeah. I'm looking out my window with my hot chocolate and wishing for warmer weather. But when I see a lion, when I have something, what is it? What time is that game? I have to wait till 4:30. Oh, the eggnog is going to have some rum in it, and it's going to be a glorious day up until 4:30. I will tell you that.
It's a Thursday.
Thursday? Oh, got nothing to do. Meetings on Tuesday. I'm good to go.
It's going to be great.
So you calling a dub on that?
The Annals are hosting the dub on December 25th as we watch.
I'm calling the dub. I'm calling the dub just because I don't trust their quarterback. I don't like that stadium.
Frauds. Every year, Minnesota, they're frauds, man.
But that stadium is a very good home field advantage. Skull Nation.
They have a great, I like their atmosphere, the whole skull chant and everything. But when's the last time we lost there? Like, I can't even remember.
Google it while I go on to 18. I feel like it's been, once again, at least 3 years. It wasn't the last two. I think we swept them the last two. Anyway, so we're going to go into week 18. This is a flex game to be determined. It's going to be at Chicago. So just imagine Jared Goff out in January weather, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be January 1st or 2nd, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Just to make my record look a little better, so I got them at 11-12-4. I'm gonna say 12-5. I'm gonna give the Bears one.
All right, you're up.
Go ahead.
Oh, because we're resting people week 17, you think? Or because they're playing out in the cold?
No, I think that's one of those games that Jared loses 3 fumbles because it's snowing and raining and. It's just,
I agree.
Although you went to Chicago last year when they won, right?
Yeah, I went to this game last year, and fortunately, it wasn't snowing. It wasn't very windy. Like, it was cold, but it was calm, and it was perfect for Jared was slinging it to J-Mo. But that was week 17.
That was Stumble Bum.
Yes, that was that game too. It was a sick game to go to. But yeah, what is this in January? First week of January?
Yeah.
I'm also saying this is a loss.
Okay.
Like, Chicago's probably going to be like 6-10 or something. They'll be like, we need a win. We need to finish the season with a win. And they're going to pull out all the stops. And we're just like, you know, trying to play basic, not get hurt.
Yeah. Ben Johnson's going to do a little stumble bum of his own.
Yep.
For the win. So basically, I believe I have them sweeping the NFC North besides this one game.
Yep.
So I had them winning both Green Bay's and both Minnesota's. I believe you had them losing to a Green Bay and losing to a Chicago.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going 4-4-2. I'm going 5-1 in the division.
I think I'm at 12-5.
I'm at 12-5.
All right.
So earlier you texted the group 13. This a couple weeks ago when you looked at the schedule, I think you said it was you had 13-4. But after diagnosing it, are you good with 12-5?
I'm good with 12 now. 12 wins.
You came off solid. Came off the slappy a little bit.
Yeah, just cut off a little bit, you know. Cut off up the top. And it's dude, look at this schedule, man. It's pretty intense.
It is. It's hard.
Back to back. But like Campbell said today in his press conference, like he loves the schedule because this is preparing the team for playoff football.
Like, oh, the whole season.
We're gonna be in the playoffs. Yeah, the whole season is just intensity, and that's the level that we're always gonna play at. So come playoffs, it's like no surprise, like we're ready to go.
Absolutely, man.
Oh,
absolutely. So those of you who are listening or joining us on YouTube, go ahead and message us at our handle on Instagram, your record. So we want as many of these as we can get. We're going to collect these, and at the end of the year, we're going to bring them back up. Whoever guesses the exact record, you're going to get a special shout out because you know ball. Okay? So get that in.
By the way, that in today. The last time we lost to the Vikings at Minnesota was on September in 2022. So it'll be 3 years since we have not lost to Minnesota. And ever since then, every single game has been a win.
So you're saying they haven't lost since 22. So in 22, they lost to Minnesota.
Yep, and it was at Minnesota.
Okay, so that means 23, 24. Yeah, so that's I was right. I said it's been about 2 years. That's exactly right.
Yep.
Because this year would be three. Yep. Right on, brother. All right. Well, we're going to run a little banner on the top. We're going to do a little OTA talk.
OTAs.
Adrian, let the people know what OTA talk is all about.
So OTA stands for optional team activities. So basically, you know, it's not required, but it kind of is for players to train with the team at their facilities, right? It's organized team practice for them to be there. And this whole week they've been practicing there, and we've gotten some news come out. Aiden Hutchinson looks like his normal self. He looks like he hasn't lost a step. Caleb, you sent me a video right before this. The dude looks like he's ready to maul some quarterbacks. Like, he looks like he never broke his leg, man.
So did you see him on that treadmill? He was leaning forward on that treadmill and, like, running basically to where, you know how you set the treadmill so fast that it's like, if I don't hold on, I'm going to fly off. He had it at 12 miles per hour or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I swear, whoever's watching needs to go and watch. Just type in Aiden Hutchinson treadmill. My goodness. And the weight bearing down on his leg. I mean, it is fast and as hard as you can go. That dude looks like a beast.
He's like doing single leg jumps on the leg he broke. Yep. Like it's healed, man. He's good to go.
And so when they did talk to him this week, this past, was it a week ago already? Or maybe Monday? Yeah, they asked him. They said, you know, so how are you feeling right now? And he goes, well, I'm cleared to play. And they say, well, cleared as in like you're cleared to get back to. He's like, oh, I'm clear. Like,
yeah,
if there was a game today, I'm cleared to play. So everybody that's worried about is Hutch going to be back to normal? Is it? Listen, people have been telling you, yes, it was a bad break, but it was the cleanest break that you could ever get. it will heal. Even the doctor said it will heal great, especially with Hutch's determination. And he's proven it. He's back and he's killing it, bro.
Yep.
Okay, so what news is there about wide receiver J-Mo Waymo?
J-Mo.
You got some breaking news for
Waymo.
Me?
All right, breaking news. Well, it's not so breaking, but if you look at some of the videos that had come out of training camp, J-Mo looks like a different guy. Like, he's put on some muscle. He looks a little heftier. It's noticeable. His routes are so crisp, bro. And the way he's moving when he's catching the ball is just like with those soft hands. If, like, a couple of years ago when he first started as a rookie, he was like catching it to his chest. You know, he had like a weird, I was like, I don't, like, usually NFL guys don't catch like that. But now this dude's catching like Amon-Ra, just like boom. Mm. Just hauling it in. He looks like he's definitely already this offseason grown up a level. So I didn't think he could grow up another level, but he has. And yeah. I am super excited to watch J-Mo this year. He is gonna, last year, what, he had a little bit of a thousand yards. He's probably gonna go for 1,300, 1,400 this year. And my hot take for this next season is J-Mo will have more receiving yards than Amon-Ra.
Whoa.
More receiving yards than Amon-Ra.
That is
my hot take. I will just put a little asterisk to it. Amon-Ra will have more catches. He'll have more targets.
Okay.
But J-Mo will have more receiving yards.
So you're saying over 13 or 14?
Yeah.
And how many did Amon-Ra have last year?
We can check.
Because I'm trying to pull up Dan Campbell's line on J-Mo that he just said. Hold on a second.
I'm like almost right on the bucket. Last year, Amon-Ra St. Brown had 1,263 receiving yards.
So 1,000 how many?
1,200, basically. A little over 1,200. So J-Mo gets the 1,300, you know, assuming Amon-Ra is pretty consistent with what he has today.
Okay.
You'll have more receiving
yards. I like that bold take. So we had Dan Campbell call in to our speak pipe a little earlier today, and he had a little message for everybody about Jameson Williams, and I'm going to play that message right now.
There's so many things that we can do just with his routes on the outside. I mean, we can do things inside, but just with his speed and he's gotten so much stronger, you know, his ability to stop, put his foot in the ground. Man, when you can run like he can run, and now you're beginning to where, man, you can stop on a dime. I mean, you talk about a hard cover. So the sky's the limit for him. He's exactly where we want him to be right now at this point, man. He's been here. He's grinding. He's getting better. Scotty's freaking grinding him. It's awesome. But we expect him to have a huge season. We really do, man. He's going to be one of these guys that we're going to lean on this year, and it is really going to be big for us. And all he's got to do is just keep working like he's working, and we'll be good. He's had a good
season. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you. Thank you for your comment. No, Dan, that's all right. Stop talking. Bam. So
you heard it from himself, man.
The horse's mouth, right?
Right from the horse's mouth.
So yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So going back to the Green Bay wide receiver that they took, was it Gold? What's his name?
Matthew Golden, something like that. Yeah.
But it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like it. I mean, yes, everybody's different, but it has taken him into his fourth year. Granted, first year was nuts. So let's just say 3 years of actually playing.
Right.
And that's with a suspension in there. Two suspensions. But like he's just now becoming a man in the game. Like he's just now becoming what Amon-Ra was in year two. You know.
Exactly.
And it's taken him into four. So we'll see. But yeah, Scott, that's not a bad bold take. Amon-Ra is gonna get the number of catches, but yards, yeah. especially all-purpose yards, because they're going to use him on bootlegs and
all-purpose
routes. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
and like to add on to that, Scotty Montgomery, the new wide receivers coach, which last year he was running backs, but he even said in his presser last week, he's like, "Man, J-Mo mentally, he's coming in already at like ready to go, knows the playbook, knows what other people should be doing as well." Like this offseason, this dude has taken it seriously, both physically and mentally, to step it up. So yeah, I'm pretty confident he's gonna reach another level this year. And hopefully that helps on the playoffs.
Yeah. That is if we make the playoffs.
And he stays healthy. So all good things, positive thoughts.
Well, we're all making the playoffs because we have a 12-5 record between the two of us, and we probably won't win the one seed with that record, but as we all learned last year, one seed don't mean a hill of beans.
Yep.
I'd rather have 2 years ago's fortune and be in the NFC championship playing on the road.
Are we gonna put up a banner? First place NFC 2024.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm about to put a banner on our podcast.
Oh, that banner. No, I meant at Ford Field.
Yeah. Well,
I know for sure we'll go NFC North champs 2 years in a row. We'll put another banner for that one.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna do that one. So what was your question? If it wasn't for that, then what?
If we're gonna put a banner for being first place in the NFC last year.
Oh no, that's a shame. Because then you had that for what, 3 hours before it was taken away from you?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I got. What else you got, bro?
That's it, man. It's today. They continue OTAs today. The press will be allowed to be in there to get more information. So we'll probably hear more stuff out this weekend of how people are doing. But next couple weeks, you know, we might do one episode or here with the rest of the gang. And then we're going to jump right into season two of the All Grit podcast. We're going to be at training camp. We're going to get tickets to see the Miami Dolphins and the Texans joint practices. We'll maybe have a live feed, live videos on our Instagram and TikTok. So make sure.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Are both of those at home?
Yes.
Okay. So
you have to do 2 weeks back to back.
We got to do it for the people, bro. It's All Grit podcast. It's all grit. Right.
We got to do it for the listeners.
We don't stop. We don't stop. We put you guys first. Above, you know, I was trying to get this podcast up and running since when the schedule got released. And let's just say not everybody put All Grit podcast ahead of their personal lives. So we all apologize for that, but we will not do that again. The two guys that are not with us today, you know, I'm not going to say anything about that, but All Grit comes first.
That's right.
All right. I am the humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me by the offensive coordinator, and that was the 2025 schedule release. We got them going 12-5. We look forward to our next podcast. If you have any things you want to talk about, hit us up on the socials. We'll talk about it. Until then, we're out.
Peace.